This news update is being brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardware, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. The Bay Area Chamber of Commerce has announced the new Leadership Bay County Class of 2026. The program is designed to build stronger leaders and connect people who want to make a difference in the community. This year's class includes 23 participants from across many fields, including business, education, government, health, and nonprofit work. Over the next 9 months, they'll take part in sessions focused on key areas like transportation, economic development, agriculture, education, public safety, arts and culture, and natural resources. Chamber President and CEO Megan Salmon says Leadership Bay County continues to be a powerful catalyst for developing engaged and connected leaders. She says the chamber is excited to welcome the class of 2026 and look forward to the impact they'll have on the future of Bay County. Brown City is seeking grant money to help with repairs. Officials approved applying for a $4,000 Michigan PAR plan grant to fix the fence around the city's water tower facility. Some sections of the fence are no longer connected to support poles, and the council says repairing it is important to help protect the public and the city's water supply. In other city business, the Maple Street Stormwater Project will be starting soon. Residents will receive notification letters before work gets underway. Here's your Wells Township update. The Board of Trustees has approved a schedule to fly the United States flag at the Township Hall on Memorial Day, July 4th, Patriot Day, Veterans Day, and any election day. The board also set garbage collection assessments at $240 per unit. Winter prep is underway with Holly's Lawn and Snow rehired for plowing and salting. And the board approved a total contribution of $29,044 to the Jacqueline E. Opperman Memorial Library. We'll be right back with your news, but first we have a quick message from our sponsor at Popham Flooring.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring West of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
Free food is coming to Clifford, St. Patrick Chapel at 9851 Main Street, and it will be hosting a pop-up food pantry this Friday, September 26th. The distribution runs from 11 a.m. until noon and is open to anyone in need. This is a first-come, first-serve event, so residents are encouraged to arrive early. The food is being provided by the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan, who partners with local communities to help families put meals on the table. And Bad Axe was buzzing Saturday for the 5th annual Fall Frenzy Festival, hosted by the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. Families enjoyed bounce houses, a foam party, a dunk tank, carnival rides, and plenty of food truck flavors. The day capped off with a concert at Bad Axe Park, where the legendary singer-songwriter Mark Farner, formerly of Grand Funk Railroad, took the stage with his American band. He delivered 90 minutes of classic hits, new songs, and messages of pride and love, making this year's festival a huge success. Brown City's new Department of Public Works truck has arrived and is being fitted with a service bed, undercoating, and city graphics. The City Council also set dates for upcoming events. Hydrant flushing starts the week of September 29th. Halloween decorating on Main Street begins September 27th. A chili cook-off is October 18th, and the school craft show is October 25th. On Halloween, trunk or treat runs from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., and on Main Street, with community trick-or-treating starting from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. That wraps up our news for the hour. Coming up, we got the most precise weather from the man, the myth, and the legend, Russ Merle. Russ, how's the weather looking?